and welcome to the MBOM podcast, where you'll learn to master the business of yoga. MBOM is a proud part of the Wander Barn Podcast Network, and I'm your host, Amanda Kingsmith. I'm a 500-hour registered yoga teacher, a yoga business coach, and a total business geek. Here at MBOM, you'll learn everything you need to know to create a sustainable yoga business by learning from myself and guests from around the world about how they built their yoga businesses. And about how you too can become a successful yoga teacher, studio owner, and much more. All right, let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the MBOM podcast. I am stoked that you're joining me for today's episode of the show. We have a special and kind of unique episode of the podcast today, which I'm really excited to dive into. But before we get there, I wanted to give a little shout out to today's sponsor for the episode, which is Offering Tree. You guys have heard me talk about Offering Tree a lot. You know, I love Offering Tree, and I think that they are such an amazing software as well as an amazing group of people. And I would definitely recommend checking them out if you're looking for anything in your yoga business having to do with websites, scheduling classes, payment systems, creating courses, offering memberships, video on demand, and all of that type of stuff. So you can head on over to offeringtree.com/MBOM, where you can learn more, and you'll also find a little discount if you do decide to sign up. And as always, I'll be telling you a little bit more about Offering Tree a little bit later on in this episode. And this week on the podcast, I am joined by Allison Russell. If that is familiar to you, it's because Allison has been on the podcast before. She was on the podcast in 2021 talking about how she pivoted her business, which is really all about teacher trainings and events. She is a yoga teacher, a yoga teacher trainer, and the founder of the Yoga Teacher Conf. And this episode is actually originally from MBOM Behind the Scenes. So if you're not familiar with MBOM Behind the Scenes, it is a private community that's behind a paywall on Patreon. For every episode of MBOM, we do a little bonus episode with a guest and talk about a topic or something that has never been heard before on the podcast. So this episode has never been aired on the main feed. It's only been on MBOM Behind the Scenes before. And in this episode, we're talking about how to cultivate community online. And this is a super important topic with everything that's going on with the pandemic over the last 2 years. And when the pandemic hit, Allison was really forced to transition all of her events online. She even ran the Yoga Teacher Conf online last year. And so she's learned a ton about how to cultivate a thriving online community. And she's sharing her top tips with you today on this episode. So if you're living somewhere where you're still not able to be fully back in person, or maybe you're not at a point where you're comfortable with that, or perhaps over the last 2 years, you've really cultivated an online business and an online community, and you're just looking to learn a little bit more about how to engage with them, there is some great, great tips in this episode. So I hope that you enjoy it. And without further ado, here is Allison. Allison, welcome back to the show. I'm really excited to have you behind the scenes with me today.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. We've been calling it the after party with some of the guests I've had on the show, which is kind of fun and feels kind of like a little bit mysterious, especially these days. I don't know how many after parties many of us are attending.
So true.
We just had such a fabulous conversation about events and business around events and, you know, switching our businesses around, changing business models. And one of the things that you touched on in the episode that we did together was learning about how to cultivate community in an online space. And I think that for many of us now, we're offering online workshops, classes, maybe trainings, masterclasses, all that type of stuff. And there definitely is a difference in terms of like cultivating that space and that community in person versus online. I'd be curious if you can share with listeners a little bit about what you've learned in terms of how to cultivate that community online.
Yeah, because it's very different. I think one of the biggest things that we have to remember online to cultivate community is we still have to be good listeners. So it's not just about me, look at my stuff, look at what I'm doing here. You should join this and look at me, what I'm doing. Rather, it's about listening and opening up gut dialogue and asking and getting engagement. So it's asking questions, having people respond, and then maybe asking more questions. It's still a big listening type of community that's online, even though it's online. So that's been a big takeaway and something I've really learned this year is how to be a better listener online, how to ask more engaging questions online. And I think that's where we can, how we can build community with others. And yeah, I think that's where it starts.
Yeah. I think that that's a really good tip. And it's kind of interesting just between like, you know, the different online platforms and then just thinking about my own business. I taught in 2 teacher trainings over this past year, I guess in 2020. And it's so funny. Like one was a group of 19. So there's 20 of us on the call and, you know, just first questions like, you know, how's it going? Like, how's the weather type thing? And there could just be total silence on the other end. Whereas like, if you're in person, you know, people would be able to kind of read the room a little bit. People would speak up a bit more. You do have to kind of prompt people a bit more to get them to actually talk. I think there's the natural extroverts, like maybe you and I, that will speak up after a couple moments of silence, but it's hard to get people to engage in that same way. Can you share some of like the prompting questions that you've used to get people to engage?
Yeah. So I love to ask maybe just like funny, random questions, which this is also my personality shining through, but asking people, you know, what was the last vacation that you took? Tell me about it. What is your favorite color and why? Really silly kind of random things. I have a list somewhere. Sometimes I do like to ask deeper questions. One of the questions I just posed in the Yoga Teacher Conf Mighty Network group was a question on, do you offer free yoga classes? That's a really great question to get people talking because it also gets them to listen to other people's perspective. Rather than me just telling you my thoughts, I want to hear what you think, you know? So I think asking, you can ask some deep questions, but then you also want to ask in like a few silly ones, just random things. Like I said, what's your favorite color and why? People mm-hmm. just like some of those questions. Another thing that I learned a long time ago, this was whenever I was teaching at the university, is whenever you ask a question, wait 6 seconds for a response. And usually it becomes so uncomfortable in that silence that someone will say something, especially if they actually have a question. I think our natural inclination is to ask a question and then it's super awkward. So we just keep talking like, oh, okay, no one has anything. So I'm just going to keep going. But if you pause for those 6 seconds and you just count them out and you know they're awkward, you know, someone will say something if they have something to say. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that tip as well. That's something that I've done before. And it definitely takes like work on my end because I'm like, I could just fill the silence by keep talking. Sometimes too, depending on like the scenario and the type of situation, sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to pick on somebody if somebody doesn't volunteer. And then I usually get a volunteer like right away. I'm like, I don't like to call people out because talking should always be an option, but somebody needs to answer me here. So I'm not talking to myself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Asking direct questions to certain people. Sometimes that's what we have to do, especially if there's that person, you know, there's the natural extroverts, but then there's also some people who want to say something, but they're just not as extroverted. So asking them their thoughts, especially you can sometimes see them online and you can see them thinking and it's like they start to go to unmute themselves, but then someone beats them to it. Notice that and then ask them directly what their thoughts are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's a great point. Like I think that, you know, extroverts can often kind of like, you know, outspeak or outshine the introverts because of the natural tendency of speaking up. But I think you especially see it in the online space because it's harder to kind of navigate that body language. especially if you're doing like training or coaching or something like that. It's you want to hear from those people who are a little bit more quiet and make sure that they're feeling good. And I love that is like, if you see somebody kind of give that movement towards wanting to speak and then, you know, somebody else beats them to it, or maybe they don't speak out, prompting them, I think is a really great idea.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, yoga teachers. We're just taking a quick break from the podcast episode to talk about Offering Tree and online courses. When it comes to courses, there are so many different ways that you can go about creating them. You could create a step-by-step video course that teaches students about a specific skill or specialization. You could sell or rent on-demand videos, repurposing your online classes, or you could decide to bundle your courses or classes with a membership instead of selling them as standalone items. Every yoga business is different, but if you want to start offering on-demand video content, I recommend using Offering Tree. First of all, you'll have complete control of who gets your content, including who can see it and who can download it. You get unlimited video uploads, and you can offer content as a part of a membership, charge one-time fees, or use sliding scale pricing. Drip content out over time, offer limited access rentals, sell recordings, and so much more. The possibilities really are endless, and that's just one reason why I love Offering Tree. But don't just take it from me. There are so many users of Offering Tree that really, really love the software as much as I do. Chrisanne, a yoga teacher based in Colorado and the owner of Love Sauce Yoga, shared, "I just want to say thank you so much for this amazing website builder. Not only has it uplifted my confidence as an online yoga teacher, but it's helped me to find my niche in the yoga teaching world and connect with students." So if you're looking to get started with a website for your yoga business, or you're looking for an online tool that's easier and cheaper than what you're using now, definitely check out Offering Tree. And because you listen to MBO, you'll get a special discount. Just head over to offeringtree.com/MBO for 15% off an annual plan or 50% off 3 months. And don't forget that everyone gets a 14-day free trial. Once again, that's offeringtree.com/MBO. All right, now back to the show. I also like how you mentioned asking people, you know, just something about themselves, like something fun, like their favorite color, something like that. Because I think one of the things that's a bit more challenging with the online space, and I found this both in like being a participant in the online space and like being the teacher in the online space, is that it's much harder to have kind of those like one-on-one interactions or have those kind of side conversations. Like you see this a lot in spaces, you know, like teacher trainings or even classes, like somebody who's beside you, you'll just start talking to them. And we can't do that in the online space. And so I think it's nice for people to kind of be able to get to know each other in a way that's not just like, you know, tell me your deepest fear type thing, or, you know, how's your business going? Or, you know, what do you want to practice today? Does anything hurt? That type of thing. I think it's nice to just throw something out there that everyone kind of feels comfortable with, probably has an answer to, and allows people to connect to one another.
Exactly. Exactly. It does. We don't always have to know what is your deepest fear. Sometimes you can learn a lot about a person just by learning about their favorite color. That can tell you a lot, you know, or what, when was the last vacation you took? That can tell you a lot about a person. So yeah, I don't think they always have to be, I think as yoga teachers, we sometimes want to be like deep philosophical thinkers, but you know, it's okay to have fun too. It's okay to ask silly little questions, and you can still gain a lot of knowledge from those questions too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I even found in the one day dream conf that you did back in December, it was cool. Like just something like, where are you joining from, can connect people. There was a woman who was joining the conference who was in Mexico City, and I was heading there like, you know, 2 days after the conference or maybe a week after the conference. And so her and I exchanged emails so that, you know, at some point, hopefully we can meet up and that type of thing. So I feel like even being able to find out where somebody's from can connect somebody like, oh, I've been there. That's a great place. Or cool, I'm here too. Like, it'd be great to get to know you more. So I feel like not overlooking those just kind of simple questions is really important.
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. Do you have any other tips for kind of, I guess, like stoking community, inspiring community, engaging community in the online space for any of the teachers listening today?
I think the biggest thing is just to listen more than what you speak. And also to remember that just because someone is not always engaging back with you in the online space doesn't mean they're not watching. And I think this is one of the hardest things as a yoga teacher or just as an online business owner is you send out an email and you're like, oh man, this is the greatest email ever. And no one says anything back. And you're like, wow, I guess that failed. You know, I guess no one liked it. I don't know. But that does not mean they are not reading it. Because often I will talk to someone, you know, 6 months down the road and they're like, oh yeah, that email you sent 6 months ago was really great. It really spoke to me. And I'm like, oh, you read my emails? Oh my gosh, thank you. So I think remembering that just because someone doesn't say something back doesn't mean that they are not engaging and they are not part of your community. Your community online can reach very, very far. So be aware of that. Know that whenever you're asking questions, and just know that the way you speak in your emails and in your social media and in your posting, all of that is speaking to your community and it's building community, even if it doesn't feel like it is. Everything we do, I think, is really community building. And don't be afraid sometimes to put yourself out there and to ask people, hey, I know I've been talking to you guys for a while, but do you guys want to do a virtual meetup? Let's just see who wants to come on board and chit chat. And you may be surprised at how many people who have been following you for a while are like, oh, I've been wanting to talk to you anyway. So yeah, I'd love to join. One last thing about community is also, you don't have to have a big community for it to be really amazing. Some of the best communities I have are 5 or 6 people, and those fill my own soul and we fill each other's souls in such a bigger way than having a million followers. So don't underestimate and look at yourself and think, oh my gosh, I only have, you know, 200 followers on Instagram. I really don't have a community. Yes, you do. Those 200 people love you and they want to be a part of you or a part of what you're doing. And you don't have to have a big community to make an impact. You can make an impact on one single person, and that's part of community.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. I always think about quality over quantity. We get so numbers focused and, you know, always trying to have more and more and more people. But I think focusing on the people who really want to be there is an important reminder for community. We don't need, like you said, the biggest community to, you know, have a successful business or to have a really inspired, engaged community. So it's a beautiful reminder. Thank you for everything that you've shared today, Allison. This has been such a great conversation. Can you let people know where they can go to find out more about the Yoga Teacher Conf, as well as where they can go to learn more about you?
Yeah. So visit yogateacherconf.com. Join our email list. That's probably the best way to stay in touch. You can also find us on Instagram, yogateacherconf. And I'm also on Instagram too, at Allison Russell. So I would love to connect with you guys there.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today. This has been great.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's always great to chat with you. I appreciate it.
You too. All right, friends, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of the podcast and that you learned a lot from Allison about how to cultivate community online. Like I said before at the beginning, I feel like this is such an important topic in the world that we're living in today. And make sure you go check out Allison and the events that she's running, both online and in person. You can find all of that at yogateacherconf.com. And as well, if you enjoyed this type of episode, the shorter style of episode, how we got into one specific topic quite in detail, and you want to check out more, you can check out MBOM Behind the Scenes at patreon.com/MBOM Yoga. And a huge thank you to Offering Tree for sponsoring this episode of the show. Make sure you go give them some love, offeringtree.com/MBOM. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.